Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has called for an end to political violence and focus on rebuilding a devastated economy that critics say is a victim of his 3 decades in power. Addressing a rally yesterday to mark 30 years of independence from Britain, Mugabe said Zimbabwe would pursue its controversial land seizure policy and plans to transfer control of foreign firms to locals as part of a black empowerment drive. Jesuit Father Oscar Wumter is the director of Jesuit communications in Zimbabwe. He says that life for Zimbabweans continues to be increasingly difficult.
I'm looking at things very much from the point of view of ordinary men and women, of workers, and more especially of the many unemployed. For them, the situation is still very difficult because the economic recovery has not yet started. This would need huge investments from the industrialized nations, and because unity government is not yet living up to its promises. The former ruling party of President Mugabe still wants sole power and full control. 3 to 4 million Zimbabweans have left the country. This is a sign of non-confidence. So we have still a lot of hunger. The Christian churches have to feed the people. We have to feed people to a very large extent, especially also people who suffer from the effects of HIV and AIDS. Very many parents have died, and the old grandparents, who are very poor and have no income, have to look after their orphaned grandchildren.